written by Dennis Paxman, who, with Jenny, we are very pleased to welcome this evening. Yeah. Exactly 20 years ago, I had the pleasure of proposing this toast at the Society's reunion dinner, and I'm greatly honoured to fulfil this task again today. During those years, I have continued to read and learn more about the founder. Some of you may know that a massive collection of memorabilia and archive material assembled by Dan Simmons, who is much in our minds and memories today, is based in Hereford Cathedral Library. A couple of months ago, Derek Jenkins and I were afforded the opportunity of exploring what turned out to be 11 boxes, of which we had time to trail through only three. I can assure you that it was tough going. But I chose box number one, which mainly contained papers, notebooks and letters relating to the founder, some in his own handwriting, all of which deserve serious research. Years ago, Dan passed on a few items to me, thankfully in only one small box. Included in this is a letter written by the founder, which I think will interest you. It implies that he had an altercation with the program selectors of the 1888 Three Choirs Festival at Hereford, known in those days as Hereford Music Festival. It appears that Ouseley experienced opposition to the inclusion of Sullivan's Golden Legend. To quote, "Sullivan is a great personal friend of mine. I have known him from his boyhood intimately." Obviously, the days when he was his solo boy at St. Michael's. "I am a canon and precentor of Hereford and a member officio of the committee of the festival. Yet my influence therein is not great, whether from jealousy or some other cause, I know not. But last time I received such a rebuff as I shall never forget, it was well nigh determined me to have nothing more to do with the festival. So do not expect much good from my advocacy at Hereford." The Golden Legend was, however, performed in 1889. Now to the college itself. Statute 2 of St. Michael's statutes enjoined on all who shall at any time or in any way be connected with the college that they carefully bear in mind the main object of the foundation and directed them to carry out the wishes and intentions of the founder. Most of us present here tonight have been connected with that foundation at some time. As pupil, or parent, or teacher, or just as a friend. In my opinion, we can claim to be more than any of these. We remain part of the foundation. It is said that when the college closed, the founder's aims and objects had been fulfilled. There even seemed to be a possibility of his name falling into oblivion. However, his life and accomplishments continue to receive the due recognition, for example, in the recent book entitled The English Chorister by Alan Mould, formerly headmaster of St. John's College Choir School, Cambridge. St. Michael's will never be the same as we were privileged to know it. But those who accepted the opportunity this afternoon, and I gather about a dozen had a tour, saw it at first hand how the legacy of Ouseley's buildings is still being used to educate the youth of today under the headmastership of Stuart Higgins. I will end by quoting from the concluding words of a sermon preached at Commem in 1895 by the then Bishop of Hereford. Your school is a favoured one, and you enjoy many privileges belonging to it. Amidst such surroundings and under such influences as prevail here, it is easier for you than for most others to grow up through a happy boyhood to a strong and reverent Christian manhood. And we, your elders, as we look on your life, pray that you may not be found unworthy of this beautiful home of your early days, in which its pious founder intended that you should be trained, each and all of you, to be loyal and faithful servants of God. These words still were applicable when St. Michael's closed its doors for the last time. Furthermore, by then, the chief objective set by the founder had been achieved, thanks to his labour and vision. May I ask you all to be upstanding and join me, please, in the toast to the founder, the Reverend Sir Frederick Arthur Gore Ouseley.
Frederick Arthur Gore Ouseley.
Founder.